You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Cappy. So we're like, 25 minutes late to Blake Harris, but nonetheless, it was a good discussion earlier. And we are playing catch-up here, but we're good to go. And Blake Harris, our Dodger insider, you should follow him on Twitter, at Blake H. Harris. Listen to his podcast, Inside the Ravine. But most importantly, follow his Substack. Subscribe there. He does the Lord's work when it comes to your Los Angeles Dodgers. And it's in my inbox every day, his new story each and every day. And Blake, before we get to whatever the stories you may have in there today, when do you panic with the Dodgers this season?
Oh, George, I was panicking a couple weeks ago when they were in Korea. That's when I was panicking. I was expecting to start the season 2-0. No, I think for right now, I think Dodgers fans shouldn't be panicking. If they're still playing near 500 ball by the time we get to maybe early June, then I think you can maybe wave a white flag and really dive deep into the problems with this team.
Well, I mean, if you were going to diagnose the problems with this team, I mean, let's also remember they're in first place. But all of a sudden, you know, things were looking pretty good. And then they lost that game to the Twins. They lost the first game to the Padres. They lost the series to the Padres. And then they lost the series to the Nationals. And now they've got a one-game lead. And, of course, we're talking about a one-game lead in April. But diagnose how you see the problems.
Yeah, I mean, right now it seems like it's all boom or bust with this Dodgers lineup. When they were winning all those games because they were scoring a lot of runs, they've been losing all these series because the offense has been really quiet. It really seems like outside of Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani, the offense really isn't meeting expectations. Sure, Max Muncy has a great game here or there. Teoscar Hernandez has been solid. But it seems like for the most part, a lot of these guys aren't having great games altogether. They're kind of having them in spurts. And the bottom of the lineup has been just horrific at this point. So they're getting no contributions from their 7, 8, 9 hitters. So, again, it's a very small sample size. If this was happening in the middle of August, people probably wouldn't be that concerned. It's just, you know, that much bigger of a deal when this is what you're seeing right out of the gate.
List me your concerns in order, the things that you think you're most concerned about, and then so on and so forth. I don't know how long the list is, but just give me the list that you think are the things that are most concerning right now.
Yeah, my number one on the list is just second base and Gavin Lux. I get that he's coming off an ACL injury. He didn't play in over a year. But Gavin Lux, I mean, this is the guy that's been around for about 4 or 5 years. He hasn't been all that great in his career up until this point. And essentially, he's given you nothing whenever he comes up to the plate. He has no power. He's not getting on base. Defensively, he actually has been really good, which was the biggest concern back in spring training. But if the Dodgers don't get anything out of Gavin Lux, this is the guy that they chose over Michael Busch, who is one of the best hitters in all of baseball right now. So hopefully something comes up with him. And my second, not a huge concern, but the bullpen has been pretty bad. But that's because so many guys are hurt right now. I'm sure once these guys start coming back from the IL, things are going to tighten up there. But, yeah, for the most part, Gavin Lux, bullpen. Outside of that, maybe Freddie Freeman a little. A slight Freddie Freeman, because for some reason he doesn't look like the same hitter that we've grown accustomed to these last couple of years.
Wait a second, but aren't you worried about Ohtani? I mean, his what is it, 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position or something like that? Aren't you worried about Ohtani?
That's like the weirdest stat ever, because Shohei, if you look at his numbers on the season, his like OPS, his WRC+, all those are exactly what they were last year with the Angels. But for some reason, this guy with runners in scoring position, I guess he's a true Dodger already. He's going into October mode. I'm not too concerned with Shohei, because this is a guy that over the years, he's been one of the best hitters in all of baseball with runners in scoring position. I think it's, again, just a really small sample size that's really enhanced kind of the first couple of weeks. If he's like 1-for-35, 1-for-40 with runners on, then maybe we're going to have a discussion. But I'm not too concerned right now, just because Shohei has looked phenomenal at the plate.
Oh, you lost Cappy at WRC+.
Yeah.
You think I'm the only one? You think I'm the only one?
No, that's what I'm saying. So basically it's weighted runs created plus, Cappy. It's Look, so long story short, it's about how many runs they create, but it's also adjusted for like factors like the ballpark that they play in, because obviously the dimensions are different in every ballpark. The era you're playing in, right? Whether it's the home run era or the era where there's better pitching. So there's a lot of numbers that get thrown in there. But
let
it's
me tell
why
you, George,
baseball's
that's
a big math
I
equation.
I don't use that stat, George. I don't use that stat. What is it?
WRC plus.
WRC plus.
I don't use that stat, Blake.
Yeah, Cappy's more of a WD-40 guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a BA guy. Just give me batting average. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, listen, Cappy, we can inundate you with some BABIP too if you want.
Some what?
BABIP.
Hey, George.
Batting average for balls in play.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to just batting average right now.
You're like a caveman if you're just using batting average.
I know. I'm not caught up with modern metrics.
You're like the caveman in the Geico commercial lamenting the lizard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah.
You need to go to his Baseball Savant page and check out that compared to his MVP season last year, his XWO bacon is higher than last year.
Wait, his SWO bacon? What about his SWO sausage?
His expected weighted on base bacon, whatever. His XWO bacon is higher than his MVP season at 569.
I knew that. What do you think?
Well,
I didn't know that.
Could you imagine if I got into like real like those kind of statistics in basketball with Cappy? You know, there's one literally named after LeBron, Cappy.
What is it?
It's called LeBron. Like it's called LeBron. Like there's an actual statistical measurement called LeBron.
And what does that mean?
I mean, I can go into great detail about it, but it would confuse you even further at this point. But
you can't make it simple for people.
It really isn't simple. Like that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
It's like the bacon, you know, stat in baseball.
XWO bacon.
Yeah. So basically the LeBron stat is the estimates of like the total impact of the player, almost like it's like wins above replacement on steroids, basically. You know what I mean? Like it's more grandiose than even that.
Mm.
But anyway, long story short, we unfortunately are short on time here, Blake, but we love you. You know that. Thank you for being so patient with us.
And funny tweet, by the way.
Yeah, great tweet. Yes, great tweet.
Yes, thank you for your patience, Blake.
That was a great tweet. And I was going to say something else that was supposed to be like charming or clever, but I have now forgotten whatever it was I was going to say. So nonetheless, follow him on Twitter, at Blake H. Harris. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Cappy, you'd know what WRC Plus is if you subscribe to the Blake Harris Substack. That's what I was going to say. So make sure you subscribe to the man's Substack because he's doing the Lord's work when it comes to your Los Angeles Dodgers, and he'll teach you what WRC Plus is, in very layman's terms. How about that?
So there you go. I don't support journalism. I support sensationalism.
We know this, yes. And Inside the Ravine is the podcast, so subscribe to that as well. Blake, you're the best, buddy. Thank you for the time.
Hey, great time as always, guys. Again, Cappy, XWO bacon.
I know it. I know a lot about bacon. That I know. Crispy, microwavable bacon. I like that too.
Do you want to know what XWO bacon is?
I like turkey bacon just fine.
Do you want to know what it is?
SWO bacon?
XWO bacon.
Oh, it's now I know. I thought he was saying SWO. That's what was confusing me. But it's XWO bacon. Of course I know what that is.
Okay, what is it?
It's extra above fried bacon.
expected weighted on base average. Contact.
Oh, that's in the baseball world. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
But anyway, subscribe to the man's Substack because you'll learn some stuff, including really interesting acronyms. So, and some baseball too. All right, we're done here for a second. We'll be back in a couple minutes. And
are we getting the Tinder?
Oh no! You know we haven't. You know we've gone the whole show and have not talked about the Lakers.
Did we do Tinder?
No, we haven't talked about the Lakers once yet, other than literally during crosstalk. Like we have not talked about the Lakers as crosstalk.
How about this?
Deep dive, baby! Insider, outsider, basketball, Lakers. We'll combine it all next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Are you ready?
Are we deep diving?
We're going to deep dive, mother bleeper. Okay?
I'm ready.
But first, before we do that,
yeah,
we just got another winner for Ticket Thursday. Congratulations to Rolando Rejon. He is from Pasadena, and he just won a pair of tickets to see one of my favorites, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, on Sunday, September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl as part of the Love Earth Tour. Listen all day on Thursdays to win on a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN.
I am so
keep
going to that show.
To the free world.
I am so going to that show. I love Neil Young, one of my all-time faves. I've never seen him in person.
Oh, wow.
And I got to think that Neil Young's about 95 years old. So it's kind of one of those deals where I think I better go see him this time around.
My dad said he still rocks out. And, like, my dad saw him in Chicago, I think it was about a year and a half ago. And
he's 78.
Yeah, probably. He's pretty old, but he said it was amazing. He told me it was a life-changing experience. And my dad literally started playing the harmonica after seeing that performance of Neil Young.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you this. A couple years ago, I've said the story. I was at the Forum, and I saw Elton John at, like, 73 or 74, but pre-pandemic. And I was stunned, blown away at how much energy he had at that age. Like, he was rocking on that piano. And, like, yeah, the whole place was going nuts. Like, it was crazy.
And I've seen, like, in the last couple of years, I've seen the Rolling Stones in, like, Mick Jagger can still do it. I know a bunch of friends this past weekend saw Sting, who looks like he's in great shape and still brings his A game.
Yeah.
And, like, Bruce Springsteen is out touring right now, and he's killing it every night. And John Mellencamp is coming to the Hollywood Bowl later in the year. And I want to go
John
see
Cougar
him.
John Cougar as well.
Yeah. John Cougar. Well, yeah, they're almost one and the same. It depends on the song. But my point is that these guys, these older dudes who you would think have plenty of money and have lots of lifelong fame and their music will live way beyond they will, they still just love being out there doing it. So I got to go see Neil Young this summer for sure.
Yeah. It's like Steve Mason doing radio.
Ooh.
But they're legends. That's what I'm saying. It's like Steve Mason doing radio.
Well, I mean, you know, but he's not 78.
He's still doing it. Well, he's not 78, but you know what I mean? Wow. Even he'll tell you he's not a young man anymore. It's why he's going to, you know, the trainer to the stars, you know?
Very jealous about that, by the way.
I know. We know. We know. We know. All right, you ready to nerd out here for a second?
All right, let's hear it. Are you going to give me some kind of bacon stat or something?
No bacon stats. But I will tell you this, the Lakers will be cooked if D'Angelo Russell doesn't have a good series. Or somebody needs to help LeBron and AD, because here's the deal. AD is, he's already got enough to deal with, okay? Like the reality is, Jokic is, like, the expectations on AD in this series have to be changed a little bit, right? Like, defensively, he's great, we know that. But against this guy, it's going to be very hard to have to limit him in any way, shape, or form, okay? I don't think that there's an actual formula to limit him, because his games can vary from, like, 30-point triple-doubles in Jokic to maybe he has, you know, only, like, 19 or 20 points, but he has, like, 15 assists, you know what I'm saying? Or 16 assists, and then, like, you know, 15, you know, rebounds. So, like, his triple-double ability is the type of thing that creates huge mismatches for that particular team, because there's not a lot of history of a guy who's 7'2", 280 pounds, being able to not only kind of get to the basket with his fundamentals and his power, but literally, like a quarterback, throw guys open for great looks. So I think that AD's going to have his hands full. I think that, you know, I would hope that Darvin has a plan, which I'm sure he will, to try to help AD a little bit. But you got to be careful. I think that the key to the Lakers' success, Cappy, because I told you about the lack of depth the Nuggets have compared to their team last season. I think that when the Nuggets, when Jokic is off the floor, okay, the Lakers have to, okay, if they're trailing, close the gap, okay, or if they happen to be even or close to being even or even have a lead, they have to extend the lead. They have to make huge inroads when Jokic is not on the floor, because when he's off the floor this year, the Nuggets are a -9, but when he's on the floor, they're like a plus bazillion, basically. So, and that's not a factual number, clearly, but you get my point.
Oh, I actually was going to go with that. Listen, here's the thing about Jokic last year, and I had to go back today and really look at the numbers from last year's Western Conference Finals. Because, you know, yesterday when we had Nick Wright on, he kind of brought up the fact that these games were all close. And I think for many of us, unless you, like, at least the way I take in stuff, like, it's over. You know, I don't remember every last detail. A lot of people do. I don't. But, you know, it did require going back and looking at how close the series actually was last year. And just on average, in the four games that Denver won last year, they scored 118 points, okay? The Lakers scored 112. In four games, the average point differential was merely 6 points. So remember, last year, you just said it. You know, Denver had more depth on their roster. That's number one. And number two, the reality is that LeBron, at the end of last year, was battling to get back from injury to try and help carry this team, which, by the way, in this Western Conference Finals, he was the leading scorer at 28 points. He was the, you know, his rebounds were 10 per game, 9.5, and he had 10 assists. I mean, he nearly, LeBron, averaged a triple-double, and I think all of us would remember that LeBron was really not fully healthy last year, you know? And so I would just say this, that when you look back at these games last year, they were all close games, including Game 4, which was a 2-point win for Denver. And the Lakers, when they played last year, they probably had, George, I'd say 20 games or so with their full roster. Now, this year it's kind of the same because a guy like Gabe Vincent really didn't come on until about the last 5 games of the regular season or so.
Yeah.
But again, LeBron's had a better shooting year than he's ever had before. AD's played more than he's ever played this year before. And D'Angelo Russell, a guy who we thought at the trade deadline probably should have been gone, has stuck it to all of us. And to your point, well, you seem to be.
I need to see what it looks like.
I understand.
Now, in the moments of truth.
Because last year in this series, he wasn't great.
Correct.
But
I need to see what he looks like. Can he be a 16-game player, Cappy, is my question.
Yeah. Okay? Because look, you got, after LeBron and AD, you know what you're going to get. You've got to have D'Angelo Russell. You've got to have Rui. You got to have Reeves, and probably
I agree, but here's the thing. It's not just what the scoring can be from D'Angelo and even Austin Reeves. While that's important, you can't be a traffic cone, okay, on defense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be a turnstile. Like, you have to defend. If you can't defend, you're not going to be on the floor as much. Like, especially in a series like this, when Jamal Murray and Jokic are so good together, particularly late in games. Like, their two-man game is the best two-man game in the sport right now.
I get you, man, but I'm telling you right now, like, D'Angelo Russell is not, I don't think, considered like an all-NBA defensive kind of player.
Close.
So what he has to do is he has to contribute on the side that he is supposed to contribute on, that's scoring.
But he can't be a traffic cone on the other side.
I feel what you're saying. This is where Gabe Vincent to me, and I said it to you before the game against New Orleans.
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent to me is what I'm going to call the X factor player for the Lakers in this series.
100%.
Because he's the guy that I think, if there's somebody who could disturb Murray, it's probably Gabe Vincent.
A little bit. I don't know about, like, for a long stretch of time. You know, he certainly is familiar with him, having played against him in the finals last year. So there's that. So he played him at the highest levels. But, yeah, like, I just think that to me, in the way I would describe the playoffs best now in 2024 is you're only as good as your weakest link. Because what happens is teams basically will switch in the half court in the moments of truth. They're going to call up your weakest link, and they're going to keep trying to get that switch until they get on Austin Reeves or they get on D'Angelo Russell. And then it's like, all right, as Shaq likes to say, barbecue chicken.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, D'Lo, give me 40. Just like he said to Zion. Yo, D'Lo. Hey, give me 40. Chuck, I need D'Lo to give me 40. That's
God,
what we need.
I wish Barkley would have been able to come on because, honestly, I wanted you to do this terrible Shaq impersonation.
Well, wait, whose Shaq impersonation is worse, mine or yours?
Yeah, I mean, none of them are good. But I at least admit fully that mine isn't good.
Hey, Sedano, you ain't know nothing about no Shaq impression.
So, well,
too bad you're not doing the other game, George, because TNT has the other game.
I know.
Then we can get him on.
But Chuck didn't – we were doing the morning show the other day. I texted him at 9 because I didn't want to text him earlier because we had some other guests earlier in the show. And then by the time he got back to me, it was already 10 and we were already doing crosstalk. So I was like, forget it. Let's do some other
stuff. You want to know what this series is going to come down to, George? And I'm going to tell you this right now. There's one guy on the Lakers who has to understand what he's good at and what he's not good at. Torian Prince should never shoot the basketball.
I don't know about never, Kevin.
Never. I'll tell you what. If it's a layup, he could put it in. But please stop shooting threes.
Yeah. All right.
Or
Kevin,
at least make me look stupid by making a bunch of threes.
We have Big Deal or No Deal coming up next. But first, as sports fans, you always want to hear your team is well coached, and you know you want them to win, obviously. Well, you know who's always winning? Jacob, my guy Jacob. When you get into an accident, you call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's how you win. He's getting ready for his next opponent. You know what that is? Your insurance company when you get into an accident. Think about it. You get insured, or you get injured, rather, in a car accident, truck accident, slip or fall at the store, ride share, whatever it is. You feel like you lost the game. Well, don't worry. The accident is only the beginning of the game. So you get into that accident. You call him at 844-24-JACOB. You call Jacob. You get the free consultation. Trust me, Jacob knows the weakness of your opponent, knows how to exploit that insurance company, provide you the victory that you deserve. So make sure you're on the winning team. You get into an accident. You call Jacob of any kind of accident, slip or fall, ride share, car accident, you're injured in an accident, don't wait. Call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com. Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano. Oh, man, I was going to say that the Dodgers are losing to Washington, but this is from yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it's from yesterday.
Dang it. They're playing the Mets tonight, right?
Yeah.
At home.
Are they playing them tonight, or are they playing them tomorrow?
What's today, Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I keep thinking it's Friday. Man, yeah. this week is just, I'm so confused still, all week. All right, anyway, so Dan Pompey of The Athletic wrote a story about the top quarterback prospects in this year's draft, and one of the points that he noted was about Caleb Williams, saying that 8 NFL talent evaluators ranked Caleb Williams 6th out of 6 quarterback prospects as it pertains to intangibles and immeasurables. So, considering Caleb Williams was ranked last on this list, is that a big deal or no deal, George?
You know what? I love the NFL draft, but I also hate the NFL draft. Because I feel like at a point, we just get to the point of like there's almost too much information out there. And that it's like, dude, you know what I rely upon? And I know it's not always like a perfect formula, but The things to me that will breed success is, let me see the game tape, okay? And then after that, tell me where they're going. Like, what is the infrastructure of the organization they're going to be going to, okay? And is it a stable organization? Is it a new organization, right, with new GM, new head coach, new – like, and what are those people's backgrounds? You know, are they offensive-minded people that can help this young man? Do they – if not, do they have that person on their staff? Like, to me, that stuff is way more important than this random thing about intangibles. Like, I don't even know what that means. Intangible in itself, by definition, means that it's something that isn't necessarily tangible. So, like, to be ranked 6 out of 6, that's not something that actually matters, like, to me, sounds absurd.
Is tangible the same thing as, like, intangible the same thing as, like, immeasurable?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you have a point there.
So go back to the beginning. How many scouts ranked him 6 of 6?
I don't think he mentioned the number of scouts.
I thought you said. Okay. And then.
Six out of six quarterbacks that are projected to be near the top of the draft.
Go back to the beginning of the way you read it, though, Lindsay. Okay. Reset the whole thing.
Really? I have to just, you straight up want me just to repeat it, right?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. You know, I delete my stories as I complete them. I'm sorry, Cap.
Really? You deleted it?
Yeah. I have a page that I keep them all on, and I delete them as I complete them.
All right. Well, then don't worry
about
it.
Okay. So Dan Pompey,
yeah,
he shared that, okay, it was 8 NFL talent evaluators. You're right. He
there
gave a number. Mm-hmm. Ranked Caleb Williams 6 out of 6 quarterback prospects in regards to intangibles and immeasurables.
Okay. So 8 of them ranked him 6 of 6.
Correct.
There are 32 teams in the NFL. That means 25% of these scouts, whoever they are, and you know, we don't really know if he talked to all 32 or if he just talked to 8. Or maybe he's making the point that he did speak to 32 and 8 of them ranked him 6 of 6. You know what it really comes down to?
Oh, geez.
What do the Chicago Bears think? Because the Chicago Bears have the number 1 overall pick. And I feel like I'm about 99.9% sure that the Chicago Bears are going to take Caleb Williams. They got rid of Justin Fields for a reason. And honestly, they will shock the world if they take Jaden Daniels or they take Drake May or who knows. They'll really shock the world if they decide to take J.J. McCarthy. But you know what? It takes one team to love you.
Hey,
so I don't think it's a big deal.
Agreed. Let me ask you guys this. Just to kind of like to spawn off of this question. Do you think it's a big deal that the Washington Commanders and Dan Quinn organized a group outing for the 4 quarterback prospects at Topgolf? Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix Jr.?
I think that's a great idea.
Because it was widely criticized, including by Jaden Daniels' agent and a number of other media types.
Well, yeah, of course his agent's not going to like it.
But other media types didn't like it. I actually didn't think that was – I don't know – it's definitely unorthodox, but I didn't think it was, like, I kind of thought, like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I don't know, like, if I love it or dislike it. I wish I could talk to more people about it. But off the top of my head, I also was like, I would love to see what the interaction would be.
Right. Like, what's so bad about that?
Right. Is Jaden Daniels, you know, is he, like, annoyed that he has to be around the other guys? Like, you know, was anyone else annoyed? Was Drake May annoyed? You know, who flourished in that situation? Was it Michael Penix? Was it J.J. McCarthy? Right? Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of found the whole experiment of it and the unorthodox nature of it fascinating. Cappy, what did you think about it?
I find it interesting that you could even get all 4 of them to commit to go. You know? Like, if you're Jaden Daniels and you think, you know what? I don't want to go to Topgolf with Caleb Williams and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. I got other things to do in my life. You've seen the tape. You've seen my workouts. You either want me or you don't want me. I don't need to be hanging out with you guys going to Topgolf. I mean, I'm just surprised they could get all 4 of them to come to the same place at the same time.
Well, they did.
That's pretty interesting to me. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know what they were trying to get out of it.
I feel like, it seems like, to your point, it's like an interesting way to look like how are they acting in front of their quote-unquote competition? Like, how are they? Is there any camaraderie? Like, how... It's a weird situation to put him in, and I feel like it's like a weird but kind of interesting social experience.
Could be telling, right? Could be telling. Like, all right, are you like, you know?
Like, who wants to be the guy that says, no, I'm not going to do that?
Well, the other thing is, it's like, hey, you know what? I want to know what kind of a competitor you are. I know this is going to sound really weird. Let's take 4 guys, take them to Topgolf, and watch them compete with one another. And Who knows if Caleb Williams has ever played golf? Jaden Daniels.
Well, it wasn't Caleb. It was the other four guys. It was Jaden, Drake, McCarthy, and Michael Penix.
Okay. Who knows if how many of these guys are golfers? Who knows if they're good? Who knows if they're bad? But, hey, let's see if they compete. Do they care? Do they want to win at everything they do?
Yeah.
Interesting social experiment. I don't know what they got out of it. I'd be curious. You want to get Dan Quinn on? We'll talk to him about it.
I'll ask. I know somebody in the Commanders organization. I'll ask them.
I know.
We should ask Magic the next time he's on.
Oh yeah, we got into the team, but not specifically the quarterback situation when you guys talked.
I think we need to get Magic back on at some point, like before the end of the basketball season.
Okay.
Was Magic there?
I don't know, but he would know. I mean, he gets briefed on all this stuff.
It'd be interesting if he were there.
In fact, he's the one who volunteered the information to us when we had him on. He's like, oh, yeah, talking about the Commanders. Like, he brought them up.
Yeah, I mean, he promised Cappy 8 field passes. Yeah.
I need them. I need 8 field passes.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
All right, we'll do one more really quick here. I'll make it nice and simple. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, comes out tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Is this a big deal or no deal for you, George Sedano?
Not for me, but it's clearly going to be a big deal.
Can you imagine her being a bigger deal than Charity is?
I mean, it's possible.
It's just crazy.
Know.
Yeah, it's also not a big deal for me, but I have a strong suspicion that my 17-year-old daughter at 9 o'clock tonight will be doing whatever people do to get Taylor Swift's album
tomorrow
when it comes out. It's tomorrow. It's not tonight.
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
And I have a strange suspicion that from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 710 ESPN, we will hear from it as well.
Yeah, I think they're celebrating it.
How do you do it? Like when I was a kid, we would literally, I don't remember ever really doing this, but you'd go to the record store. Hey, new album dropped. Let's go to the record store.
I used to, where I lived, in a very Hispanic blue collar neighborhood. I used to go to a place called Ricky's Records.
Hmm. Yeah,
I used to buy my tickets there, too, because they had like a little Ticketmaster machine.
Oh, dude, that you'd have to go in there, wait in line, get your tickets, and you'd have to hope that the person who was operating the computer, which, by the way, was like on an old school, like DOS kind of operating system.
Yeah,
green screen, the whole deal. Come on, man, hurry up, dude. Come on. Get in. Get me the best tickets, bro.
That's like that movie, Dazed and Confused, when at the end, like, they're all going to wait in line to get Aerosmith tickets,
right? Yeah, they're
going
to drive to Houston.
Yeah. And it's just like, I remember watching it and being like, what? What? You have to
drive that's how it used to be done.
Wait in line for tickets.
Wait in line at the mall.
I will say buying physical music is coming back because my nephew, who's about to turn 13 next week, he waited in line for some special edition Tyler, the Creator vinyl that was coming out recently and like went to the store and waited for it.
Oh, dude, there's – I don't remember what was the most recent hotel that I was in. Where was I? Hold on. Let me think. I'm trying to think. Sacramento. When I was in Sacramento, the hotel I had a record player and vinyl. And when I go to Milwaukee, the hotel we stay in there also has a record player and vinyl. And you go to the lobby and they have more vinyl down there that you can kind of trade for the ones you have in your room.
Were you staying at the Kimpton Hotel right there by the arena in Sacramento?
Yeah, it was the Kimpton in Sacramento.
Yep, I know it. I know it well.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's big deal or no deal. Cappy, Dealer's Choice is coming up next, but first, do you have anything to tell the audience or no?
I do. I want to tell everybody one more time that you know how it goes here in Southern California. And by the way, you're driving around right now, and you see these signs everywhere for Coors Light. And the website is cachoosechill.com. As a matter of fact, I drove by Angel Stadium about a day or so ago, and just a ginormous billboard. But they're all over L.A. And you can pick up some icy cold Coors Light. You can have it delivered right to your door. But visit that website, cachoosechill.com, to learn more. So listen, whether it's cheering on the team as they go into the playoffs, whether it's cheering on the team in the first 20 games of the season, whether it's just going crazy rooting for a championship, or maybe it's just chilling out, man, going on your favorite hike, or I don't know, just going to the beach, doing your thing. We love to chill, and that's what Coors Light is all about, and that's the best way to do it. Icy cold Coors Light. The website is cachoosechill.com. You can get it delivered right to your door, which I've never really done. I go to the store. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly with icy cold Coors Light.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Cappy, final segment of the program. I'll be off tomorrow. DeMarco will be in. I'll be doing the play-in game. You guys will be piping me in and out occasionally, and I'll be hopefully getting some lines in for you guys from the show and the COT and everyone on Twitter. I'll be trying to sneak as many as I can in. Thank you to the University of Miami for hosting me here and allowing me to do the show from here today.
Boy, you just barely got it.
I knew what was coming.
You just barely got it in.
They allow me to use their podcast studio, which is great.
Oh, nice. This
is where whenever I'm here, I do it from here, because ESPN hasn't had a radio affiliate here in a very long time now.
Yeah, I actually was talking to Bergie Lova yesterday about going up to Boise for my daughter's college graduation.
Yeah.
And like, hey, Bergie, you got to find me a radio studio, you know? And then Bergie
there
hit me with
there is an ESPN Boise, I think.
I'm hoping so. I'd rather go to a radio station than have to carry and schlep all the equipment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, trust me, it's much easier to do that. If it would have been Philly, I would have been in a studio.
Plus, like when you go through the airport and you're carrying this big silver box,
yeah,
people are like, what is that?
Wait, whoa,
what is that? Yeah, hey, come over here, sir. Yeah. Come over here.
That's when the alarms go off.
Yeah, you need the little Comrex that Sliwa has. That one's like very like small, sleek, and you know, easy to carry.
Well, I have a small one too, and I put it in my suitcase. And
I'll tell you this, George. You may have the small one, but I have got the big one. You understand?
You have the big one, Captain.
I got the big one.
You want to walk around with the big one? Feel free.
Oh, I got the big one, and I got to walk around with it, and it's heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, thanks for them for leaving me all these snacks, too, while I was here.
How lovely.
They left
me
a bunch
of snacks. What kind of snacks did they
leave you? Some Pop Chips, some Nutri-Grain bars, some cheddar popcorn, some Goldfish, some pretzels. I had already eaten, so I didn't really have much of it, but it's sitting there. I did have the popcorn during the
show. Nice. Very, very nice. Hey, George, time for a little dealer's choice. Give me a second here to tell everybody that earlier today, Big D, DeAndre, D Cash Money, as he is known in the social circles, D Cash Money put out a video today on Twitter of him dunking a basketball.
Uh-oh.
After I, in some ways, kind of questioned his dunking abilities.
Yeah, and he wanted to show that he could dunk on a fool.
Right, so he put out a video of the last dunk he ever had in his life.
The disrespect from Cap, too, man.
I mean, dude, I'll put respect on your name, but, I mean, listen, man, all I did was ask if you could dunk because you were talking about your days playing at the College of the Desert, right? And I asked you what kind of team you guys had and what kind of season you had. And I asked you had any dunks, and said you didn't have any.
Nick Wright's son, right?
Right. You said you didn't have any dunks. So I'm like, can you still get up? And then you went and found some video. So, George, he puts this video on Twitter of his dunk.
Yeah.
Two-handed, by the way. Off 2 feet. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said on Twitter, I wrote back to him, and I said, how long ago was this?
He said, how old is this? And I said, that's the first thing you're going to ask?
Right, right. How old is this? And he got, like, more offended. Like,
well, I mean, he's 25 years old. How old could it be?
Well, I don't know. Could be 4 or 5 years old for all I know.
Oh, for the love.
Okay.
It's definitely not that long. Come
for
on,
the love.
Okay, so how long was it, DeAndre?
About a year ago.
Okay, about a year ago. Now, I asked the question, how old is the video? The circle of trust, well, they had questions as well.
Yeah.
One of the first questions was, how many pounds ago was that, Mr. Power Lifter guy?
And you know what? Dead Meow said that. He said, you know, that video looks a little old. You know, he's kind of bulked up, kind of gained some muscle. So I don't know. He's pretty much saying that he doesn't know if I can get up anymore.
Okay, so answer the question. So if that video was shot a year ago, I'd say you might be 20, 30 pounds heavier right now.
Yeah, I bulked up a little bit since that time. You know, I definitely gained more muscle.
I mean, you've been pounding on those protein shakes.
Right, but it doesn't mean he can't get up still.
Well, I don't know, man. He's carrying a lot of weight.
Old.
Carrying a lot of weight in the tuchus. Got some big, thick legs because he's doing a lot of squats.
You know, by the way, you know, Daniel Jagers, hopefully I'm not butchering your name, but he went into the Sedano and Cap community, and he also said that we needed a little 3-on-3 comp for the station and listeners now.
Oh, let me tell you something. So back in the day, there before even I was here, and I've been here 8 years now, there used to be a basketball game. That used to be played out there at LA Live, right there in the courtyard or whatever, the plaza area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a yearly game. it no longer happens. That was the famous mace plant where Mason fell on his face, basically on the floor.
Didn't Corey Maggette play?
Yeah, it was like a celeb game, right.
I'll tell you this, though. You put me, you, George, and DeAndre on a team. Now, we may have not beaten Travis and Sliwa in pickleball.
Oh, but we could beat them in basketball.
Oh,
there's
my God.
No question about
me,
that.
Me, you, and DeAndre, okay? And, of course, listen, just keep giving me
him,
the ball.
Briones and those two, and we'll kill them.
Right. And take Mason, Ireland, and Bergie.
Yeah, oh, we'll kill them, too.
Oh, dude, we're going to annihilate those fools.
Yeah, we'd kill them. There's no question. And honestly, I haven't picked up a basketball in a couple years, but we would kill them.
Oh, yeah, they don't want the smoke. Just like
no, they don't want
like
the smoke.
Just like my boy Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Ain't Dunkin' No Fades.
Now, did anybody else
that,
in
George?
The circle have
say Dunkin' No Fades tomorrow. That's a good one. You can get that in. Or
yeah,
they don't want smoke.
Yeah.
You could get that
in. What was the first part of the line? Let's play it again. They want all the smoke, and they ain't Dunkin' No Fades.
Yeah,
that
I can
get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can find a way to get that in.
That could be a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So I do like the 3-on-3 concept. I really do think that if we've done a pickleball tournament, that a 3-on-3 basketball tournament would be amazing. And I'm only saying that because I think that we dominate everybody
at
7-10.
And because honestly, I'm too old to be running full court.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Ice Cube involved too.
Do like, oh, right, like when they have the 3-on-3 tournaments. Yeah.
Hey, Cube.
We should talk to O'Shea. Yeah, about
three,
it.
Yeah.
Hey, Cube, call me, man. Yo, Cube, call me.
It could be like the appetizer to like the wherever they have the event. Right.
Let's discuss it, Cube.
Yeah, and we can just kind of do our own thing. Yeah, we can like team up. That's actually not a terrible idea, Cappy.
No, it's a great idea.
Well, yeah, not terrible.
Well, wait a second. Not terrible means that it's not really even good.
No, that's not true. It's not terrible, which means it's could be good.
I think we need to make this happen since pickleball kind of got canceled,
right.
The rain delay. I feel like, basketball is another way, kind of get the listeners out and get all of us involved again.
George has been
saying
that for years.
And I can just hear Chris being like, you want me to do another event? What do you think I'm made of?
Yeah, George's been saying that for years, though. We need to do a dunk contest or basketball game.
A basketball game, not a dunk contest. I can't be doing
it. Well,
I've
like
never been able to dunk in my life.
No.
We could do that as like the listener component, similarly to how we do the home run wiffle ball challenge.
Oh, yeah, right.
No. What we do is
but people get hurt doing a dunk contest.
No, here's what
much
we do.
Easier.
We do a dunk contest, but as I was trying to tell Big D, he got a dunk on a 10-foot hoop. I get to dunk on like a 7.5-foot hoop.
Oh, stop.
No, for real. Like a Fisher Price one. You
know
what I mean?
That's like the one Mateo uses in my house. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like a little Fisher Price.
Like Mateo can outshoot you probably from that thing.
Well, listen, I mean, if you give
me
a 3-foot.
That's what we should do. We should make it a 7-footer and have my 5-year-old shoot against you. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
I'm going to kill him, man.
No, but you got to shoot though.
I'm going to shoot
it.
I don't want to listen. I don't want to hurt Mateo's feelings out shooting that little rascal.
Just telling you.
You know.
All right, we're done here. Great job, Cappy, Lindsay, DeAndre. What's up next after us?
ESPN Radio. Yep.
All right, ESPN Radio. Not Romeo on your radio, but ESPN Radio is next. See ya.